American Christianity is about to achieve the most significant victory since the Protestant Reformation, without blood but ballots like thunder rolling across our nation. We use Abba Father as our relationship name with our God. Abba is an Aramaic word Jesus used three times, signifying the most intimate relationship between a father and child. As members of our Abba Father's family, we have a big job to do in his family business: redeem his 1776 creation, Eden 2.0. The Holy Spirit inspires godly civics, full stop. This is our wake-up call in a new awakening reformation, similar to what our founders experienced, which culminated in victory over the British Empire. Our job is to glorify our Abba Father by redeeming his 1776 creation, Eden 2.0, with him in our hearts and governed by his laws of nature, governing principles. Never ideologies, political parties, or despotic rulers. Why would our Abba Father ever answer a prayer to save a devil's political party when his 1776 creation, Eden 2.0, is crying out, "Look at me"? Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6. Nothing else is acceptable. And the body of Christ is the only group large enough with the motivation to glorify our Abba Father in our ordained mission. Every pulpit leader and member of the body of Christ must immediately begin to equip ourselves for the 2026 ballot Armageddon in our Abba Father's theater. Governing principles, laws of nature, where we cannot lose. Never again do we fight in the devil's political theater, where we cannot win. Yahweh Nissi. GodlyCivics.com with WePeg1787.com is our WMD. Reclaim an hour a day studying the websites and praying for 2 weeks, and the body of Christ will redeem our Abba Father's 1776 creation for posterity, simply by sharing the three Godly Civics URLs in the footer across our USA, and let the Holy Spirit do His work. Go and make godly citizens. The training is mandatory because so few people know what our Abba Father began in 1620 and birthed in 1776, his second anointed nation, where his people are free to image him in liberty, bringing all we can into heaven until the end time. If we do not see our Abba Father's direct hand instead of our founders reading scripture, we do not see the devil's war against Jesus waged on nations and people on earth. Only the body of Christ can fight that battle. But most of our worship centers refuse to engage because they are above all that, making disciples. The Goliath that the body of Christ must slay is the status quo of party politics. Every group from the Liberty Pastor Movement, Salt and Light, TPUSA, and Wall Builders misses our Abba Father's hand in his 1776 creation. After 10 years, they are offering old wineskins. They rely on what Scripture says about our duties to God and kings, the biblical worldview, and they discount what our Abba Father did in his 1776 creation as just another nation with a lot of Christians. What if there is no consensus prophecy of our USA in Scripture because it may go either way, depending on how we pulpit leaders value religious liberty to do our Abba Father's work freely? Godly Civics is our biblical USA view for our time. Liberty is our foundation in Scripture, not our nation's name. Our Abba Father created liberty as the sovereign state of humankind in Eden when he told Adam and Eve to subdue the earth. How could anyone subdue the earth except to unpack the laws of nature that hold the universe together and determine all outcomes? The outcomes are the missing link in connecting the laws of nature, self-evident truth, in our Declaration of Independence to Adam and Eve, subduing the earth. The Holy Spirit reveals that for the first time in Godly Civics. Standing against the wiles of the devil is a command, Ephesians 6. And the laws of nature are our Abba Father's creation for all. Every denomination should welcome Godly Civics in glory to our Abba Father, because there is no division in his creation in Genesis or in 1776. Eden 2.0. Every division in society today is politically driven as weapons for power. never in glory, to our Abba Father. That ends with godly civics. Pick up your cross and get to work.